devotees who cannot worship Radha Damodar during the year must not neglect to do so during the month of Kartik, for this worship is compulsory for all sincere devotees of the Lord. Scriptures emphasize worship of Radha Damodar. Sri Radhika is Lord Hari's favorite amongst the gopis. Therefore, during the month of Kartik, she should be worshipped next to Sri Damodar. The same text then prescribes singing the Damodar Ashtakam. This is Padma Purana. It says that during the month of Kartik, the worship of Radha Damodar must be done. And Sri Radhika must be worshipped next to Lord Damodar. The same text then prescribes singing the Damodar Ashtakam. One should recite regularly the hymn sung by Satyavrata Rishi called Damodar Ashtakam, because this worship attracts Sri Damodar. Srila Prabhupada also instructed that while chanting Damodar Ashtakam, we should offer a ghee lamp to the Lord, and offering equal importance to performing all sorts of ablutions. That means like, you know, making all kinds of bathes, austerities and sacrifices. If you offer a lamp like this, all the bathing is done, all the austerities and sacrifices. Finally, devotees are urged to perform some extra austerity or vow for Kartik, such as bathing in cold water, eating only once a day, chanting extra rounds of japa, or reading a sacred text in its entirety. By worshipping Lord Damodar for the duration of his month, devotees purify themselves of sinful reactions, mature in pure devotion, and qualify themselves for returning back to Godhead. So if you do this for 1 month, this simple Damodar Puja, your sinful reactions will go, you will become mature in pure devotion, and you will qualify yourself for returning back home back to Godhead. Wonderful, isn't it? Therefore, it's very important to do this. Not one day should pass. Such attainments are confirmed by the story of the Sudrani named Kali Priya. A girl, imagine Kali Priya, she who is dear to Kali, who lived in Treta Yuga. Dissatisfied with her husband, she was always hankering for a paramour. Paramour means someone who is, you know, outside of the marriage, and a third man. This is from Padma Purana, Bhumikanda, Canto 4. Kali Priya was so bad to her pious husband, she spoke harshly to him, fed him all kinds of unclean foods, neglected her household duties, and tortured him by acting inappropriately in the presence of other men. Just before him, she would go and do all kinds of crazy things. Finally, Kali Priya's desire was fulfilled, and she got an extra lover with whom she planned to have sexual intercourse. They appointed a night and they fixed a time in the jungle where they would just satisfy their desires. So on the night where this was going to happen, Kali Priya took a knife and cut the throat of her husband. Meanwhile, in the jungle, her lover was attacked and killed by a tiger. When Kali Priya found her dead lover at the meeting place, she was so shocked that she regained her senses and she lamented because she had killed her husband. somehow she wanted to become free of the sins. So she went to another city where she saw Vaishnavas worshipping Radha and Krishna with fruits, flowers and incense, while singing songs, reciting prayers and blowing conches. Fruits, flowers and incense while singing songs, reciting prayers and blowing conches. Kali Priya asked the women, "Please tell me what you are doing." They answered, "This is the beginning of Kartik. We are worshipping Radha and Krishna to remove all our sins and elevate us to their abode." Kali Priya felt some hope. She accepted the Kartik Vrata and practiced it strictly. At its completion, when it was finished, on the full moon day, freed of all sinful reaction, she gave up her body on the bank of the Narmada River. At that moment, the messengers of Yamaraj arrived. But just as they wanted to take the soul away, Vishnu's messengers also appeared. They came in between on Kali Priya's behalf and sent the Yamadutas away. The Vishnu Dutas placed Kali Priya on their chariot and took her to the Lord's abode to serve the divine couple directly. Such is the power of observing the worship of Radha and Damodar during Kartik. However, the sin of neglecting to observe this vow nullifies one's brahminical status. The benefit of 10 years of pious life and the good results of one's hard work. In short, one falls down from spiritual life if one doesn't do this. Devotees often ask why we worship Radha Damodar in the month of Kartik. Doesn't the Damodar Rashtaka prayer describe Mother Yashoda catching and chastising her son for stealing butter? The final verse answers this question. Please say it with me. Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyajai Namo Nantalilaya Devaya Tukhyam. I offer my obeisances unto your beloved Radhika and unto your unlimited pastimes. Sanatana Goswami's commentary describes that this last line effectively offers the entire prayer and praise of Radha and Damodar and their intimate pastimes, including the Rasa dance. So Santa Goswami says this last line offers the entire prayer in praise of Radha and Damodar and the intimate pastimes, including the Rasa dance, because it says obeisances to your beloved Radhika and your unlimited pastimes. It's the last statement of the prayer, therefore this whole prayer is for them. In conclusion, reciting the sweet childhood pastimes of Damodar Krishna is the best way for non-devotees, devotees and siddhas alike to worship Radha and Krishna and to become qualified to serve them. By praising Yashoda Damodar, we please not only the divine couple but our own hearts as well. Gradually then we become inclined to the loving service of Kartika Devi as Radhika and Damodar. Actually, the name Damodar and Radha Damodar does not refer to the Krishna whom Yashoda bound by rope to water, for at that age he was mixing with gopis, not to mention playing with Sri Radha. So Damodar here refers to another pastime in which Radha, slightly angry with Krishna, tied him to the spot with a glance, just as Yashoda had tied him with a rope to a grinding mortar. The difference between these two pastimes is that when Radha tied Krishna, he could not move at all. No one could set him free until she undid the noose of her glance, at which point he bowed at her feet. All glories to Radha Damodara, the life of Sarva Smarup Damodara Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada really was attached to Radha Damodara. He said, he wrote, when he was coming by ship from India to America, today the ship is plying very smoothly, I feel better, but I'm feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan, my Lord, Govinda, Gopinath, and Radha Damodara. Yeah. See, this deity was worshipped by Swarup Damodara. It is a deity of the Damodara. And it's very interesting. Normally Krishna holds his flute to this side, to the right side. Can you see here? He holds the same flute to the left side. And the reason is that he wants to give his flute to Radharani, so that Radharani teaches him flute playing. Can you see? That's very old deity. So did Shivara Maharaj's version of this deity. Good. So this is the glories of what we are doing. Found it very. I have somehow great faith. I'm doing this over many years, and it is. It feels very personal to offer a lamp to the deities, because usually we are. I mean, you have only time, you do puja from time to time to offer a lamp, but I don't do regularly a lamp, deity version, and I feel just very enlightened to do this. During the month of Kartik, somehow Krishna is very satisfied. And we do it somehow. Right? There are many stories in the Puranas how people have had great, great results doing this, great spiritual results. Yeah. And I feel also during the stay in the hospital, it's something like a spiritual anchor. Yeah. Anchor, how do we say that? Fine. Today is the 25th, isn't it? Now it's only 6 more days. Isn't it? We are getting free on the 1st of November.
Yeah.